Native Americans were also kind of in your business. We were sending coded messages ourselves. You knew the American Indian code talker, Charles Chibiti, and he was a Comanche.
Mm-hmm.
Using their language, why was that? It was fairly easy for them.
Well, the thing was, if you took a Comanche or a Cherokee, whichever their language was, they didn't have the words airplane and tank and all those sort of things. So they had to figure out what they were going to do. And what I thought was interesting, the word for turtle was the word they used for tank. They substituted their Indian words for whatever they were talking about. And I don't really know what the others were for what they would call for airplanes or anything like that. But I was really fascinated that a turtle was a tank.
We use their language to transmit secret messages.
Yes. And they did that like on the phone talking to other people in the trenches in Europe, I know.
Choctaw Indians were used,
mm-hmm.
Navajo Indians were used,
yes,
in the Pacific Theater,
mm-hmm,
during World War II. It seems like the Germans nor the Pacific Theater Japanese were able to decipher the codes because of what you just said.
Mm-hmm. I think the Germans, I don't know if they had help from people here or not, except I just think they had better intelligence men than a lot of countries do, the Germans did, both in World War I and World War II. When you think of the ones who came from Germany that helped do all the rocket or astronaut things, see, they're highly intelligent people.
You met Charles Chibiti?
Mm-hmm.
And what kind of a person was he?
He's fun to talk to, but I think a lot of Indians are. I enjoy getting to know some of them, and I have some friends. One thing I know about Indians I think is really nice. If you are an Indian and one of your tribe members shows up and needs help, if they are an Indian who has a job that he can do that, he welcomes all in and they get to spend the night and he feeds them. They are very hospitable people. And I think some are really good. And one of Bob's students is Larry Daylight. He has his master's degree from TU and he's a teacher there over at Tahlequah. He's a wonderful young man. And we have one of his pictures that he's done. He's very artistic. He was sent by the State Department to a lot of countries to represent America, and he did the Indian hoop dance and some of those things, too, and he's very artistic. I think highly of the Indians. When I was in Washington, I think a lot of people that live in the eastern United States do not know what it's like out here in the middle of the United States. So some of them said to me, do you have any Indian blood? And I said, oh, yes, I have. I'm part Delaware. Well, I thought that was a tribe they might not recognize. So then another friend said, well, do you have an oil well? And I said, sure, I have one pumping in the backyard. And they believed me. And, you know, they just think we're all cowboys and Indians or whatever. At least they did then.
Right.